This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joining me now is House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan. Congressman, what was that post?
Oh, it was a meme. It was one of these, like, class action lawsuits that said, you know, if you've been harmed by COVID, call 1-800. It was one of these kind of things. So they were even censoring a meme, for goodness, some humor. And here's the kicker, Laura. They knew it was wrong. One of those Facebook executives said, this is a significant incursion into the boundaries of free expression. That is a fancy way of saying this violates the First Amendment, for goodness sake. But because the White House was outraged, because Jen Psaki stood there at the podium, what you just played in the White House, and demanded this happen, because the White House was demanding it and they wanted to keep their cozy relationship with the Biden administration, they censored First Amendment speech. That's what this clearly shows. And frankly, we got more documents that we're reviewing that I think are going to show it even more so.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Jim Jordan talking about Facebook censoring over a meme because somebody dare question what the fake news narrative that what the Biden administration said is the narrative around COVID, which we now know are blatant lies. Things that got people killed. Things that had people lose their companies, their businesses. In some cases, lose their lives. I already said that, didn't I? Strap on, folks. Another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show. The way Ed Sullivan would say show. Anyway, Facebook intimidation, leftist intimidation, that's what they're good at. Speaking, though, of it with respect to COVID, I want to play a couple of clips. One is Ted Cruz on something that should absolutely happen. Reinstatement of the military who refused to get the vaccination.
Madam President, last December, Marine General David Berger stated the obvious, that the Department of Defense's COVID vaccine mandate hurt recruiting and hurt retention. For several weeks now, our Democrat colleagues have been saying that military readiness is suffering due to promotion delays. Well, I have good news for my colleagues. My amendment will help address these problems. While last year's NDAA quite rightly repealed the vaccine mandate prospectively, problems caused by the mandate persist, including concerning recruiting, retention, and readiness. According to reports, the Biden administration dismissed over 8,400 military service members who had vaccine concerns. DOT routinely denied religious accommodation requests, violating the rights of service members protected by the Constitution and RFRA. DOD gave over 80% of these service members a, quote, general discharge, causing them to lose GI benefits, and in some cases VA benefits, even though those were benefits earned through honorable service. My amendment rights these wrongs. It will allow service members dismissed over the vaccine mandate to seek reinstatement or a change in their discharge status. It restores lost GI and VA benefits. According to media reports, the DOD is already contemplating all of these actions, but I believe the Senate should lead to address these issues. They've ended the vaccine mandate, and it's not fair to the over 8,000 servicemen and women dismissed for a policy DOD no longer believes is necessary. I urge members to support my amendment.
I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I'll tell you this. I think COVID was intended to weaken our military. I think the Democrats who forced this on our military did it intentionally. They violated the rights of service members, gave them a general discharge, which means they're disqualified to getting their benefits. So they saved themselves some money. But here's what they really did. They weeded out some of the best of our military people. You want to know why I think they're some of the best, if not the best? Because they could think for themselves. These are people that said, whoa, wait a minute. This is not right. I'm not a guinea pig for you. But you supposedly, oh, you sign your life away in the military. No, you don't. And they should be reinstated with full pay and all the other benefits. And quite frankly, anyone who mandated that they get the shot or who's still there with their full ranks, they should be the ones demoted. Bring these people in and give them a rank. As you contemplate that, I want you to understand this. Yet again, we prove, if you do the right thing, if you say no, I mean, they weren't, but it wasn't like they were given an order to go do something that was, you know, pro-America and, you know, against an enemy, and they refused to act. These are people that would have gladly run into the line of fire for us. But they weren't going to do it on a shot. And I wouldn't blame them. These are the most fit people in America, if not on the planet. And you want to give them a shot where they might develop all the various things that they actually ended up developing? They weeded out the best people, folks, and it was done intentionally. They weakened our military, and they knew what they were doing. And if you really want to stretch it, they did this in collusion with the Chinese. And who did they do this under? Whose watch was it? Under whose watchful eye? Remind me again, who's been accused of partnering with the Chinese? It's funny, we were having a discussion about Fauci with that driver I mentioned in a previous episode, segment, the Mexican dude of Native American descent. And he says, Fauci, he goes, I watched how how Trump looked at Fauci. And he says, I don't think Trump trusted him. And I said, I don't either. But I said, it was more interesting how Fauci looked at Trump. I said, that was more telling. Fauci, it's like somebody pulled him aside and said, hey, here's what's going on. We're going to make you a star. You're going to be our spokesperson. And we're getting rid of Trump. And he came back. And I'll never forget, I still have the picture of Fauci looking at Trump like, yeah, we're about to get you. And of course, he was contradicting Trump. Early on, look, Kevin, why are we rehashing COVID? We're not rehashing anything. We're explaining yet again how the Democrats did what they did. And now that we know in retrospect what they're willing to do, this is a full explanation of how they get it done. This is for us to learn how to stop them. Don't trust them. We were somewhere and there was a meme. Who was it? He says, I trust no one. And I got to tell you, when it comes to government, I'll tell you this, I trust no one. We got a great rest of the show coming up, folks. Keep it going.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have some very important issues to talk about always on this program facing Americans and, quite frankly, the world today. And because the world does take its cues from America and we have a demented fool in the White House, we have to be very careful about our politics. And as conservatives, we have to course correct everything that this stupid Joe Biden is doing. And the adulation, it's false adulation. So don't ever believe in for one second that people believe that Joe Biden is a competent president. Don't believe for one second that leftists actually believe their ideas are working. The only thing that they believe is they've got to defeat us, even if it means bringing down the country or bringing down the world. They don't care. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Many, many signs around us. If all I did, honestly, on this program is read you titles of different things that are out there. For example, Guy Fieri is under fire. Why? Because he saw President Trump and actually greeted him with a smile. Now, people will talk about Americans all getting along and caring about each other. If Trump had never been president and Guy Fieri walked up, saw him and said, "Wow, that's Donald Trump," and went up as a fan and took a picture with him or whatever and had a conversation with him, there should be no harm, no foul, right? It would be like if one of you said, "Hey, I was out. I saw Jay-Z. I took a picture with him." I'm not going to make up, "How dare you take a picture with Jay-Z? You know his politics are not our politics." If you like Jay-Z, maybe you love his music. Maybe you're just a fan of hip-hop. I don't know. If you take a picture with Jay-Z, I'm not going to be like, "Oh, I can't stand you." Like if my family member or my friends showed me that. I have a picture. Oh, geez. Who do I have pictures with? I have so many pictures with celebrities that are mostly leftists, but it was just a picture for the moment. We were in New York. Charlie Sheen did an event, and it was hysterical. The dude was very funny, and he came over to the table, and I don't know if Melissa got one with him. I think she did, but my youngest son got a picture with him, and I think I may have even gotten in the picture. Don't know. I have many athlete friends, movie star friends, that are leftists. When I say friends, I mean acquaintances, people that I've met through various, you know, means, various methods, and I have pictures with them. So, but just to put this into perspective, Guy Fieri takes a picture, I think Mark Wahlberg as well, and the Twitter thing, "Oh my God, I'm never going to do this or that." Look, I don't know his politics. Maybe if Guy Fieri truly is a conservative, congratulations to him. How many pictures do we see of Holly weirdos taking pictures with Barack Obama? Now, it might tell you their politics, but it doesn't necessarily. It could just mean that somebody took advantage of saying, "Oh, he's an ex-president, I'll go take a picture with him." But whether it does or it doesn't, it shouldn't impact us. Now, what should impact you is when they open up their big fat mouths and try to tell you what to do. If you want to tell me that you love Obama, that's fine. But if you want to tell me his policies were phenomenal and you guys are all idiots for not voting for him and all, now we got a problem. And there is a distinction. It's not a fine line. It's not a thin line. It's a real distinction. Take your pictures all you want. Keep your mouth shut. But I'm just giving you an idea of what's out there. And so there are lessons in every one of these things that I hope out of the stuff that we find and bring to you to the program. And one of them has to do with Megan Rapinoe. Now, if you don't know who she is, don't be upset at yourself because, you know, it's like trying to remember the name of the last Lyft driver you had. So don't feel bad. But she is a professional women's soccer player. And she was she's a lesbian, and she's been very vocal about women's rights and also trans rights. Now, what's interesting is she's for women's rights because she wants soccer, women's soccer players, to be paid the same as men's soccer players. Now, outside of her, you know, opening up her big fat mouth about women's soccer, nobody would know who she is. What's the other girl, Ham, when the women won? I think the U.S. women went somewhere, something, the Ham. I forget her name. Okay, she's probably built a very good career in teaching young girls soccer. Maybe she's even on the speaking circuit. But if you think you're going to hear her mentioned like Messi and Ronaldo in men's soccer, you're out of your mind. It's two different sports, two different leagues, and if it weren't for Title IX and the fact that women exist in the world, nobody would watch women's soccer. But Megan Rapinoe made it a big deal. Women's soccer, man, we need to be paid the same amount as men. Now, she's also a trans advocate. And let me just tell you where this ends up, because this is the fun part about the leftist death spiral. Megan Rapinoe will end up where no women are actually playing soccer, and it'll be a bunch of former mediocre men who become women who will dominate soccer. And they, too, will get the same pay as women's soccer. So, Megan Rapinoe retired. And it was supposed to be big news. She's retired. And the first thing she does in retirement is she attacks women. I just want you to understand the irony. She attacks women by standing up for the rights of trans and essentially mocking anyone who would dare say that trans people shouldn't be playing in trans men shouldn't be playing in women's sports. Now, this is the first thing she does in retirement. Now, do you think she'd fight this hard for it if she were still playing? Just curious. I don't have an answer for that. I have a suspicion. I don't know where the feminists are on this issue, but I'd be curious. Is any one of them, you know, cup-checked Megan to say, hey, listen, why don't you just mind your business? You've now officially retired. We don't need your help in women's sports anymore. And does it really sit on you, the irony of a lesbian woman protecting transsexual men to come and defeat women in their own sport? I mean, how many layers is there on this thing? Wow. Folks, this is the type of stuff that leftists bring to the party, and I'm sitting there scratching my head going, do you really understand where you're headed here? Now, we're the ogres. Here's my deal. I'm going to tell you right now, as a conservative, and I believe 90% of conservatives believe this, I don't care if you want to transition. If you have a brain disorder that says you want it to go from being a man to being a woman, fine. I don't really care. And if you want to play sports, I don't really care. But you're still a man. And you know what's interesting about this argument? I've said it once and I'll say it again. We never have this argument on the other side. Women who transition to men, and there's been some, ooh, what do we do with these women transitioning to men? Poor men, what are you going to do? You're going to start losing all your beauty pageants. You're going to start, those women are going to start dominating your sports. They're going to become better men. Look, if you're going to transition to a man from a woman, I tell you what you should do. Teach us how to be better men. Please, because apparently when we transition, we teach you how to be better women. Not conservative women, I want to be clear. You ladies are the salt of the earth. But we teach leftist women how to be better women, and who needs it? They need it. These are the hairy underarm crowd that complain about everything.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver is dead. The 71-year-old was hospitalized yesterday while serving as acting governor. Governor Phil Murphy has been on vacation and she couldn't carry out duties, so Senate President Nick Scutari stepped into the role. She was taken to Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, where she passed away. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis inviting Vice President Kamala Harris to Florida to set the record straight over the African-American curriculum controversy.
You got to choose. Are you going to side with Kamala Harris and liberal media outlets? Or are you going to side with the state of Florida? And I think it's very clear that these guys did a good job.
DeSantis sending a letter to Harris saying he can meet as early as tomorrow. She is speaking in Orlando today. More high temperatures are set to impact the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts, particularly in states like Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
BLM, they say, had a bad year. Ooh, boy. They raised $9.3 million. And it was reported, it was a horrible year. Wow. I'd love to have a bad year. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Here's what they wrote. Last year, the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, they always give it some real, you know, cool name, right? Raised $9.3 million in the fiscal year ending in June of 2022, which means from June of 2021 to June of 2022, that's what they raised. And they reported those findings this year. That's an 88% decrease. You guys heard me talk about it a while back. But we were covering it from the astounding drop in the amount of money that they raise. Conservative outlets like mine and many others, horrible year, and it was. Considering that they raised $90 million in 2020, in other words, the year before, from 2020 to 2021. I don't know if that was fiscal year. Let me tell you why I don't know the real answers to this. I looked it up. I couldn't find this organization that's been in business now for 10 years. I could not find a statement that said year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 10. Here's what I found. I found in 2020, they raised $90 million. I don't know if that was fiscal year 2020 or technically fiscal year 2021. I don't know. And here's the reason why they were able to raise so much money. The death of George Floyd. During that period, they raised $80 million of the $90 million. Now, they'd already raised 10. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because I talked about it the other day. And I'm going to give you some other perspective. Because the entire infrastructure, if you will, of black angst is worth billions. And this startup group that you can't point to a single thing that they've done to further the black condition raise $90 million in a year. Let me ask you this. You guys have known me for a while. What do you think I would do if I had $90 million in the bank with the team that I have? In other words, if I could expand this team times two, and really put emphasis around social media. What could my team do with $90 million in the bank? And let's just throw out a number. Say a $2 million per year spend, which would be 10x what we currently spend. What do you think we could do? Given the level of intellectual ability that exists in Charles Love, Chris Harris, Lawrence Johnson, Melissa Jackson, Angie Levine, Lorianne Harnish, and I could keep going, Pam Goodmanson, and others. What do you think we could accomplish with a fraction of their money? Now, I already talked about this the other day. Charles and I were talking about, if we had $5 million a year, we wouldn't even know how to spend it. Truly. Because when you're smart about how you spend your money, you're effective, you can go so much farther. And I use the example of the pregnant woman and said, just put LeBron Dunk in a basketball and go sell that in the black community. Can you imagine if we could put a project like that on steroids? Or, right now, let me tell you what we're in the process of doing. You guys will love this. I get a call from a guy. He makes wheelchairs for veterans and law enforcement who've been hurt on the job, who become quadriplegics and paraplegics. He makes wheelchairs, did I say wheelbarrows? Wheelchairs and quads. Quad, you know, the quad runners. And he does custom stuff. Stuff you've never seen. It is unbelievable what these chairs can do, and they go fast. These things are faster than mini bikes. And it's outfitted specifically to a particular person. And here's what he called me up to say. He says, Kevin, I got one that I got back from law enforcement that I'm refurbishing. He goes, the guy passed away, and the only requirement I have is that they will them back to me. He says, and I had a veteran who passed away. His mother is bringing the chair back. Big ceremony that he does. He says, I'm retrofitting that one because the guy was like 6'8", and I needed to fit average people. And when I tell you these things have all the bells and whistles, one of them a guy can control with his chin, another with a nub. He outfits this thing for specifically for people. Long story short, he says, I got two of them that I want to give away. Big deal. Big hoopla. Can we throw an event together to honor both law enforcement and the military? Will you help me put this together? I've got Jim McMahon of the Chicago Bears who's going to help. And I said, I can get us a lot of people to throw in on this. Just say the word. So sometime in the spring, we will be working to give away these two. We're going to have pictures of them up here soon. These two amazing wheelchairs, sponsored by Americans for Real Change, ARC in Action, of course, in conjunction with the Kevin Jackson Network. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to use it as an educational initiative as well to talk to people about law enforcement and supporting law enforcement with the movie Bleeding Blue and so on and so forth. That's how we're going to do it. Now, the reason why people like this call me up, let me tell you what happened. This guy called me up because one of my friends talked to him and he says, you know what I find? Every time I want to do this, the charity that wants to get involved wants to take all the money. He goes, I want this money to go to the people who need it. And my friend said, if you want that to happen, I know the guy to call, Kevin Jackson. Now, when you see more about this project, it's going to blow your mind. But I just want you to be aware of what the types of things that come up and what we're doing. Now, can you imagine if I had the budget of BLM? Because what we're going to do is go begging for buttermilk. We're going to go ask all my donors and a bunch of people, will you help us put this together? And, of course, most of them are going to say yes because they want to be a part of it. They see the good that we're doing here. But I will tell you, it sucks to have to do that. BLM doesn't have to do that. I heard they have $46 million left in the bank. It's unbelievable. Here's what the article says. The racial justice movement has had a broad impact on philanthropic giving last year. This is from AP News. According to an upcoming report by Candid and the Center for Disaster Philanthropy, 35% of the $20.2 billion in U.S. funding from corporations, foundations, public charities, and high-net-worth individuals to address COVID-19 was explicitly designated for communities of color. Is there an equivalent, I ask, in the conservative movement for this? A movement focused on pushing back against the insane policies that impacts all of us, but are focused solely on helping one ethnic group. Do we have anything that competes with this? I get asked all the time, Kevin, you know, we guys need black conservatives to support this, that, and the other. And I go, I think I know one. Now, I want to make it very clear. I'm not lamenting this. I'm not here to lecture the people listening to this show. You're here. I appreciate you. But I will tell you, the other side of this equation is so rich. 20.2 billion, 35%, over $6 billion to communities of color. I want you to ask yourself, what do you think I could have gotten with that if ideologically I lined up on the side of woke 1619 BS, I hate America, kill the cops, you know, screw the military, I don't care, and F America. What could I have gained? God. The Black Lives Matter charity used their windfall to accumulate property and essentially bought homes for its leadership. Its founder, Patrice Cullors, who ironically is a white girl because she's half white, went on a cross-country real estate buying spree, bought four properties in California and Georgia for a cool $3.2 million. The charity secretly purchased a glitzy $6 million compound in L.A. in October of 2020 with donor cash, which Cullors used to film videos of herself drinking wine and baking peach cobblers. But not content with its budding American property enterprise, BLM branched out to Canada, granting $8 million to its Canadian affiliate to finance the purchase of a Canadian mansion in July of 2021 for $6.3 million. Meanwhile, I'm renting. Now, I wouldn't use my charity's money to do that. I would just get the work that I do, take my salary, and get my home. And it would be a modest home. But that's not what BLM does. But I want you to go back to what I said earlier. They raised over $9 million and had a bad year. They were raising $9 million before they raised that extra $80 for George Floyd. What do you think they're waiting on? You think they're waiting on the next big thing to happen so they could raise another $80 million? Well, if you think that way, it's not a conspiracy. You'd be right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Well, we've covered a few things that were different than the Biden mess, which we will be covering a lot more of that as soon as we get more information about what Devin Archer had to say. But I do want to jump. I just want to play a few clips. Some of them have to do with VAERS data. We talked about this before, the Hunter Biden and his baby Navy and Joe Biden suddenly deciding to embrace his grandchild. Let's begin with that one because this guy, his name is Scott Jennings. He comments on this, I believe on CNN, and just pretty much blows him out of the water with it. Here's the content. Here's the comment.
But Scott Jennings, the president has made being a family man a central part of his political identity.
It's not Republicans, with all due respect, who made Hunter Biden into a complete scumbag on this and other issues. Right. The ignoring his own daughter for 4 years and the President of the United States hanging up a stocking for the dog,
I mean, the daughter,
and not for his seventh grandchild.
Okay, look, we can also have sympathy for people who are struggling with addiction. Let's keep this conversation respectful.
I totally agree. And you know where I'm from, a lot of families deal with addiction. And you know who ends up picking up the pieces? The grandparents. And in this case, the grandparents would not acknowledge this little girl. It is offensive. But the bottom line is...
But they have now.
The poll... Oh, what a hero. The polling must have been brutal.
That's an interesting clip. And we talked about it the other day, the Bidens finally acknowledging little Navy. And I already gave you my take. But that Scott Jennings on this, and understand they set it up. You know, well, Joe Biden's presented himself as a family man. Yeah, he has. He protects family at all costs, and that's what he did for Hunter. But is he really a family man? Is Joe really that interested when he talks about Bo dying? Did he really care about his boys that much? There's a part of me that says yes, but there's another side of me that says, nah, it was more about what are the kids going to do for him? Why did he make Bo an attorney general? Why did he work so hard for that? And then Hunter's running the family business. Bo was going to run interference on the legal side. They own Delaware. His kids were useful puppets, just like his wife was, his first wife. Cute girl, cute woman, by the way. The one who committed suicide. The guy goes on, he says, he ignored his child. The father, what kind of a father ignores his child? And the lady chimes in, well, let's have sympathy for his addiction. You know, let's make sure that we understand that he is an addiction and it's a problem for him. And he's like, look, I get it. He says, and then who does it fall back on? Falls back on the grandparents who never acknowledge the little girl. And then the lady goes, they have now. It's like the meeting one, they have now. Okay, so it only took them what? 2.5 years since paternity was proven? 4 years since they got the news? And I know Joe Biden's answer would be, well, I was unaware that he was dating London, the stripper. How would I know? I don't talk to my son about who he dates. I don't talk to my son about potential grandbabies. It's not my place. It's a family matter. You buying any of this? Of course you're not. Because it's not something to buy. Look, let's move on. I want to cover a couple of clips here. Here's one that I find interesting. This is a woman who sued her parents for her birth, but there's an irony to the story.
A lot of people are shocked to hear that I have children, considering I sued my parents for having me without my permission. But I just want to make a couple of things clear here. So my parents that I sued, they contributed to, you know, conceiving me, and my mother that raised me, she gave birth to me, and that's why I sued them, because I did not consent to being here.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm just highlighting leftism here, right? I'm highlighting that leftism, whether it's children that are, leftists who won't claim their children, to leftist children who sue their parents with the idea that I didn't ask to be born. You're right. Neither did any other baby. No baby asked to be born. That's kind of how the system works. And the irony of it is, when she gives you her excuse, my parents contributed to conceiving me. And my mother that raised me, well, they gave birth to me. So that's why I sued them. Okay, so now you have children. If I were her parents, I would sue her back and say, why in the heck should she be allowed to have children when she sued us for the very same reason and she had her kids? Does it make sense? Of course it does. Let's move on. More clips to play of leftists gone mad. Oh, so here's one that you know what? We can talk about this. We touched on it a little bit. And it has to do with McConnell, who's also a leftist as far as I'm concerned. But I didn't touch on it a lot because it needed more time. But McConnell froze recently, and here's the clip.
Out of that frightening moment in Washington today, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell alarmed his colleagues and many watching when he froze during a news conference. Garrett Hake now with more on this from Capitol Hill.
A regular Senate ritual interrupted today by 19 seconds of silence, quickly turning to concern for the health of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who appeared to freeze up as he began his weekly news conference.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're on a path to finishing the NDA this week. It's been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
fellow senators, including John Barrasso, a medical doctor from Wyoming,
do you want to say anything else to the press?
Eventually helping the 81-year-old McConnell away from the podium. Returning moments later, the Senate's top Republican shrugged off a reporter's question about the moment.
You find you're fully able to do your job?
McConnell, who in January became the longest-serving party leader in Senate history, has suffered a series of health challenges in recent years. He had shoulder surgery after a fall in 2019, and he spent 6 weeks recovering from a concussion and fractured rib suffered in a March fall, after which he has sometimes struggled to make out questions from reporters.
McConnell's office has been tight-lipped about the incident, saying only that the senator was feeling lightheaded and pointing out that he answered reporters' questions sharply after he returned.
So I think we may have covered this a little bit, but I said it before and I'm going to say it again. We absolutely need to get rid of McConnell. He's well past his age. He blinked out for, I think, 18, 19 seconds. And then he comes back on. He's like, what? There's no big deal. I mean, I just blinked out a little bit. I mean, wasn't like, what else are you blinking out on? I mean, your brain is not functioning. And I'm not a hypocrite. McConnell needs to be gone. And to be honest with you, and look, I'm not an ageist at all. Many of my friends, some of my best friends in the world, are solidly in their late 70s, and some of them are in their 80s. And I know they're going to get picked off year after year because that's how time works. It's going to get us all. But I'm going to tell you, at 80 years old, if you're still, and you can work for yourself, and that's fine. My play father, Frank, runs his company at 80 years old. He's all there. And my play mom, Mary, she's right there with him. She looks like she's 50. Mary does. She's a hottie. But, but let me tell you, there comes a time where you have to say, okay, I'm done. And you got to give it up and you got to turn it over to younger folks. And there should be a succession plan. And if it's done correctly, the person leaving doesn't care. I'm not going to get into some personal business because in our family, we had an issue with family members wanting, orchestrating some pretty foul stuff. And we got all the data on it. But for the most part, let me put it this way. If I'm running a company and I'm approaching 70 years old, I guarantee you I've got a succession plan. And in fact, I've already talked to my youngest son and said, listen, I'm going to start showing you what I do in case it's something you want to do. Certainly elements of it he's already learning. He knows social media. He's a guru at it. He knows how to video. He knows how to cut audio. He's a bright kid. But, and he's going to watch his dad get to the point. And then when I get to a certain point, I'm done. Now, I may piddle. If you've got something you do, you're a whittler or you make artistic stuff or whatever, and you can sell it, you can work till you're 100. But you shouldn't be in charge of, heavy equipment and making big decisions that involve thousands or millions of people. McConnell needs to go. And I don't have any problem saying it. When you blame, that's what you see publicly. What do you think is going on privately? What do you think is going on privately with Biden? Seriously. With Dr. Jill. That family. They show him sitting on the beach. Oh, Joe Biden's relaxing on the beach. Joe Biden didn't know where he was. I'm being facetious a little bit, but there's a big part of me that goes, no, I really don't think he's all there. We've already rehashed that. But let's go back to McConnell. He needs to be gone.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.